an ever-changing world, Off Hollywood Media presents a voice of truth and inspiration, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions, as we, as one, strive for higher and higher levels of consciousness, always remembering life changes. And now, your host, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, ciao, everyone. I am back home and back in the studio, where last week I was traveling, and happily so. I don't always travel on a Monday, but had to stay over an extra day so I could do the show from where I was. But I was looking forward to all week to this guest tonight, Dr. Sharon Winters. She is a naturopathic doctor with over 30 years' experience in the wellness industry and has written a book called Survive, A Family Guide to Thriving in a Toxic World. I'm so glad that she's written a book like this, and especially somebody like her, and we'll go into what I mean by that in just a little bit, because people look at her and listen to her because she is a celebrity. And so, but she also, after becoming a naturopathic doctor and after 30 years of experience helping people change their lives through health and nutrition, she has come to know so much, and her and Burton Goldberg got together and did this book, and he himself was a editor of a health magazine. So you get some really great experience in this book and some really good advice. And I wish she was around, or she was, but I just didn't know her then and didn't have the book. When I was a lot younger, when I was a kid, actually, you know, I couldn't breathe out of both nostrils of my nose. And when I could breathe out of one, that was a miracle. And I'd constantly have headaches as a child and stomach aches growing up. And I was always getting sick. And it's interesting that finally, years later, when I was in, I graduated from college, so I was working for IBM at the time, and I had health insurance, and so I went to the doctor, and he said, oh, yes, okay, we'll take these. He didn't tell me what I had, didn't tell me what I could do, he just told me to take these, and there were some pills and a spray, and so I started taking them. And lo and behold, I could breathe out of both nostrils. And I was so excited. And I did this for a week, and I went back to the doctor and I said, how long do I have to do this for? And he said, well, for the rest of your life. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, if you want to breathe. And I said, well, why? What's going on? And he said, oh, well, you have, you're lactose intolerant. And I said, what does that mean? He says, well, you don't digest dairy well. And he said, so if you want to be able to breathe, and especially as a singer, I wanted to be able to, he says, you'll just have to take these the rest of your life. And I said, but I don't want to do that. And he says, well, I said, what's the alternative? And he said, there is no alternative. And I said, well, there's got to be. And he says, well, there is. You just never eat or drink anything dairy anymore. And I said, okay, I'll do that. And he said, yeah, like that's going to happen. Well, it happened. I was determined not to take drugs, and I thought to myself, wait a minute. I mean, if I look at it, this is something that comes out of a mother of a baby cow, and it's supposed to feed the baby cow. I don't even drink, this is terrible, but my mother's milk anymore. unfortunately, I never did. Because that's supposed to be the healthiest thing, but not when I was growing up. They thought differently. And so these same doctors were telling me to, you know, continue drinking the milk. Don't drink my mother's milk when I'm a baby newborn, but drink the milk of a cow that's supposed to be for a baby, and of a baby cow, and take these pills, and you're going to be fine the rest of your life. I don't think so. And so I stopped dairy altogether. And let me tell you, for the next several months, my nose was running like a sieve. I mean, like a faucet. It was just mucus. I know that sounds disgusting, but it was, actually. And I'm thinking, where does this all come from? And I remember years later sharing this story with somebody, and they helped me understand that when the body doesn't know what to do with something because it's foreign to it or it has issues with it, sometimes it stores it in fat and in lungs and in different organs. And so as long as you keep putting it in, you keep storing it. Once you stop putting it in, then the body says, oh, great, we can breathe again, almost literally, and then starts to get rid of all this stuff. And it got rid of it. And like I said, for months and months and months. And it's interesting because I thought, wow, I wonder what else I could do health-wise to feel even better. So I started looking into, well, if I'm maybe not supposed to drink the milk of a cow, am I supposed to eat a cow? Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't eat cows or animals. I'm not saying that I even shouldn't, but I know that for the past, 18 years or so, I haven't touched any animal meat at all. And here I am, and I feel great, and I'm happy, and I feel healthy, and I haven't had any dairy at all. But some people are telling me B12, I should have a little bit of fish or a little bit of meat. I don't know. Maybe someday I'll decide to have a little bit. But for 18 years, I haven't had any. And then I took it one step further. I thought, okay, well, if I don't want to be putting stuff in my body, what about the stuff that I put on my skin? And so I started looking into, okay, evidently our skin is the biggest organ that we have, and we absorb more from our skin than we do sometimes from our mouth. And so I thought, okay, well, everything I'm putting on my skin or my hair, that's all going inside my body. So I stopped everything that had any kind of chemical in it and started using completely natural products. And they were hard to find at the time, and I started making my own, and it was kind of fun, actually. The interesting thing is that when you stop all that stuff and your body goes through its cleanse and starts to get rid of stuff, you know, kind of like the dairy, when I was taking the dairy, I didn't know that having a glass of milk was exacerbating what I had. I pretty much felt the same. But if I accidentally have something with dairy now, after my body hasn't had any for 18 years, instantaneously, I know there's dairy in there. Instantaneously. And the same thing started happening with chemicals. If I walked into a friend's house or a car and I smelled something, it's like instantaneously I would get a headache or something, because our bodies are not meant for that. And so the same thing also with candy or things like that. Like I would pick up some like, or potato chips. I'm unfortunately a big potato chip eater, but after not eating chemicals and all that stuff and eating as much as organic as I can, etc., if I have a bag of potato chips, like the all natural, all organic, whatever, fine, I'll enjoy it. Unfortunately, too much. I enjoy it too much. But if I have a national brand potato chip, or a bag of it, or even a half a bag, whatever, okay, I have too much of it as it is, but if I have any of those, I start to break out in something. Like my face will start turning red, and I'm thinking, I'm reading the ingredients. The bag even says frickin' natural on it. The ingredients say potatoes, salt, and oil. What am I breaking out from? What is in there? And where is it? And so we're going to be talking to Sharon about that, Dr. Winters, because there's so much that we don't know. This stuff creeps up so many places, and I personally wouldn't have known unless I've been having these experiences. So, like I said, I wish she and her information was around, and I knew her back then, but I know her now, and I couldn't wait to interview her on the show. Thanks to Dr. Sarah Larson, who spoke to Dorothy and I about Sharon Winters and showed us her book, right away we said, we got to have her. Now, Sharon is quite fascinating in so many ways because, like I said, she's a naturopathic doctor and schooled and everything and with 30 years of experience in the wellness industry. Now, her commitment to helping people changes their lives through health and nutrition, and it came about as a result of her own personal health challenges. Ironically, she calls them opportunity. So it'll be interesting to ask her what that means. That opportunity provided her an opportunity to examine her daily choices by modifying her diet, by changing the products she routinely used in her home and in her personal care, and even by reviewing the thought patterns in her life, she was able to cure herself of a degenerative disease, a life-threatening one, as a matter of fact. She acknowledges that her, quote, health opportunity was the perfect challenge and the perfect teacher. It provided tremendous learning and growth, which she is now able to share with others as they pursue a similar path to health and a more vibrant life. Now, I just have to add that she's laughing. I mean, you know, people love this stuff, and so do I. I used to see her on TV growing up. I did know her then. I just didn't know she knew all of this. Actually, she didn't know all of this. Back then, she, at 17, actually, she won the Miss Pennsylvania in the Miss World competition. And later on, she became a fashion model for Oleg Cassini, you know, the designer that made the famous dresses for Jacqueline Kennedy. And then in the late 1960s, she began an acting career. And you would know her as Catgirl in the original Batman TV series. And she looks too young to have even been anywhere near that series. But she also made numerous appearances on Rockford Files, Police Story, Banachek, and Kojak, my favorite shows. And then in films such as Odd Couple, Hook, Line, and Sinker, and Westworld. So she was a very famous actor and a singer, and then she became a naturopathic doctor. So we're going to welcome to the show Dr. Sharon Winters.
Well, that was almost a perfect introduction.
Thank you so Said much. From the cat girl herself.
Categorically correct. I actually had to say some of that dialogue. Oh, boy.
Yes, of course you did. And back then we loved it. We still do.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that with us. But you've got so much to share with us. But before we move forward, what was that like? What was that period of your life like? Because from our end, we see that and say, wow, glamour, glamour, glamour.
It's interesting because it was really a hard period in my life. I won this beauty contest right out of high school. I went on tour. I met Ole Cassini. He asked me to model for him in New York. I went to New York, modeled for him, and then I met this lady who became my roommate, who was an actress on these Beach Blanket Bingo films. And she said, you should come out to L.A. and become an actress. And I went, okay, because I didn't like modeling. It didn't feel right. And I called my parents up and I said, I have good news and some bad news. The good news is I'm leaving New York, and the bad news is I'm driving to Los Angeles.
Okay.
I couldn't do it today. I mean, I really had a lot of guts. And I packed up all my things. And my friend, her name is Bobby Shaw. She has a great acting school out here now. But she says, you drive out and I'll fly out. And by the time you get there, I'll be there. Well, she didn't show up for 3 months. But that's beside the point. And so I packed all my things. I drove to L.A. I didn't know anybody.
Mm.
I met a girl who was an airline stewardess. Oh, no, now they're called flight attendants. Is that politically correct?
That's
politically
correct. Yes.
Okay. And she gave me her place to stay.
I don't know how politically correct our show is.
Oh, it's okay. Well, then I'm in the right show. And she gave me her key to her apartment in Venice. And I'm thinking, Venice. Venice, I have, you know, here I am, I'm going to be in Venice. And it wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be.
Now Venice is quite nice.
Yes, but back then it wasn't. There were some winos outside the door, and I was, you know, shuddering with my arms, thinking, oh, my God, am I going to make it? And you know, I have such a blessed life. I, like, 2 days later, I met somebody, and they said, what do you want to do? It? I said, I want to be an actress. They said, I'll send you to this agent. So I went to this agent, and he said, you're perfect for this part. Go down. So they sent me to William Dozier, who was the head of Paramount, 20th Century Fox, and he said, can you act? And I went, yeah, I'm great. Next thing I know, I'm on set. I mean, I didn't know enough to pick up a script. I didn't know how to make my marks. Mm. And it was really tough. It wasn't good. And I remember the first scene, we were stealing Chad and Jeremy's voices. And Catwoman says something to me, and there's silence. And she says it to me again, and there's silence. Just looking around. I'm 18 years old now, right? And the director says, your line. And I go, line? What line? And they said, script. Script? Mm. What script? I mean, I didn't know enough to pick up a script. So everybody, of course, started laughing at me, and I was humiliated, and I started crying. And they said, let's take a break. And I ran out of the studio, and I almost ran over Bruce Lee, who was shooting the Green Hornet next door. And he says, what's the matter? And I go, he says, come with me. And he helped me through. And Bruce was one of my good friends out of that.
Oh.
He was a dear. And so I'd sit with him. And he was trying to coach me on how to act, which is kind of funny. And then I would spend every time I would leave the Batman set, I would go over to the Green Hornet set and watch him. But it's interesting because it set my direction for the rest of my life.
Hmm.
The next day, I walked in and the producer said, you're terrible. He said, and he went on and on to tell me how terrible I was in the dailies. And he says, what do you think? I said, well, who's the best acting teacher in town? Hmm. He says, yeah, but he wouldn't take you.
Hmm.
I said, give me his number. And I went to see him. And he took me. And so I started studying my craft because I never wanted to be in that position again.
Mm.
And the wonderful thing happened about 2 years later. I was going down for a role in Banachek, and it was the same producer. And he went, oh, no, not you. When I walked through the door, I said, it was Howie Horowitz. And I said, Howie, let me read for you. And I picked up that script.
Mm.
And I read, and he looked at me, and he said, you got the part.
Wow, that's so
great. And for me, that was great because I had redeemed myself. And it's interesting because Batman is such a cult film.
Yes.
That's all I'm remembered for. And it's probably my worst performance I've ever done because I didn't even know how to – I mean, I look at these. It's really hard for me to look at because I know I'm there against my will. I was so scared. But it really – it set my intention for the rest of my life.
Mm.
It really did, because I got to be a place where I never wanted to be in that position again.
Mm.
And so I really like to learn my craft in anything that I do, because how you do anything is how you do everything.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
You do.
And
but
I
it's
know
so
it's so true.
It is so true. And I run my life like that. In character, in people, in everything.
Mm.
How you do anything is how you do everything. So back then, at the time, it was a painful lesson, but I'm so glad I had it.
Well, it not only it shaped your how you do things,
right?
Because you are a person who, like you said, you want to learn your craft. But it's interesting, like we were talking about before, even when you learn your craft, there isn't a class that teaches you how to handle the fame or the people coming after you or wanting to be your friend or wanting your autograph and all of that.
That's called discernment.
Mm.
And that's a hard one.
Mm.
And that's about going inside and checking in and learning discernment. That's one of the hard ones I've had to learn, is to discern.
So your quote-unquote health opportunity, which was the life-threatening disease, do you think it had something to do with not being discerning at the time?
I think a lot of things happened in my childhood. I was a very sick child. I sneezed. My mother would take me to the doctors. I was on medication my whole life. Back when I was a child, I had my tonsils out. They grew back. They gave me radiation, 12 shots, 12, nuke my throat, 12 shots. And I did a lot of things when I was an actress to my body that weren't kind. Now I'm kind to my body.
You mean like to stay thin and that kind of thing?
To stay thin.
Mm.
And because I was unaware and I wasn't respectful of this miracle that we've been given as this body.
So you had some kind of an awakening.
I had a big awakening. Thank you very much. I call it a health opportunity because the mind is a very powerful tool. And when you say, I have, and you can fill in the blanks, whether it be cancer, arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, you are bringing into your body that which you do not want. And the mind does not know, the subconscious mind does not know a truth from a lie. So when you say, I have, you're creating that which you do not want. And so I tell my clients, whatever you have going on, switch it to a health opportunity. So that you don't keep naming and owning the dis-ease and you're carrying it around with you. So I had a health opportunity, and it was an opportunity for me to check in. You know, it was a big wake-up call, and I'm blessed and grateful that I had it, because I don't think I would be here today if it didn't happen at such a young age. I was 25 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you did something with it. There are a lot of people who have these similar opportunities and don't do what you did with it.
It's just who I am.
Okay, so...
It's just who I am. I think in the course of studying to be an actress, it was self-examination. And so, which... I got to love the art of it and the creativity of it. And so when this health opportunity came along and I was channeled to the right directions, I really got into it. And I started to, my whole world opened up and I started to discover, because what I thought was real my whole life, what I thought was true my whole life, that I never even really thought about. I never thought about what I was putting in, on, and around my body. I wasn't conscious. I was hungry. I'd starve myself for 3 or 4 days. I never ate when I was working. God forbid I had a 3-week shoot.
Oh, wow.
And then I would, you know, eat a lot afterwards. And then, so I would do this yo-yo dieting. I love the word dieting.
Dieting
to my body.
And the doctors weren't suggesting.
Well, I didn't go to doctors. And one doctor didn't know the difference from the other doctors. There's no communication between all the doctors that I would go to. So back then I would get water shots. You'd lose some inches. They were dangerous. But I went to 3 or 4 different doctors to get them.
Wow. I meant when you had the opportunity, the health opportunity, that there you went to doctors, right?
I went to doctors then.
And there they offered you, after they'd done everything that they had to do.
Well, yeah. And the what they were offering me, I...
You weren't buying.
I said I'd rather die.
Wow.
And I, as I said, I was blessed. You know, back then, I didn't know anybody that had what I had. And I was very scared, alone. Now there's support groups all over the place for whatever you have. But there were no support groups back there. But I had a friend that I shared it with, a wonderful friend who was so way ahead in metaphysics, Susan Strasberg. She was an actress. And it's because of her I got into the spirit world. She was friends with Jess Stern, and Jess Stern had written some of the books on Edgar Cayce, and so we hung out, and I was sent to Dr. Kelly, who wrote a book at the time, One Man's Answer to Cancer. And I went to see him, and when I came back that night with this box of about 250 different vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and herbs, and a book on how to cure myself if I was to live. And I just sat in my apartment and just lost it. I just started crying and feeling overwhelmed and alone. But it's interesting because that night, Susan and I were taking our first course in a thing called Mind Dynamics on how to get into your alpha brain level waves.
Well, you touched on everything. I was reading in your bio. I missed that part, but you touched on so many things. You were determined to not only heal yourself, but not just survive, but thrive, and then determined then eventually to help other people.
I didn't know it at the time, because when you're involved in the stuff, when you're involved in the chaos, you're not really thinking of anybody else. I was in survival mode. I wanted to survive. And I changed everything. I changed, as you were talking about earlier, my shampoo, my toothpaste, my deodorant, my makeup. And it wasn't easy to find back then. Now it's so easy. And that's why I have resources.
Easier. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Actually, I mentioned the potato chips, how, you know, I can get red face from a potato chip, which is supposedly only has salt, potato, and oil in it. But there's something else going on. They're either
it's not
telling us.
It's not live. It's man-made. Not God-made.
And then you were saying something about they spray stuff on the inside of the bags and the boxes.
There's all kinds of things that they do that we're not even aware of. So, you know, you're eating something that doesn't have life to it. So some people are going to react, and every outer manifestation is just the result of an internal imbalance. So on you, you see it immediately. But there are many people who don't see it until after years and years and years and years and years, all of a sudden they feel a tumor. Because there's health and there's disease, and there's a long journey down that road. And right before symptoms show up, it's right there, right before disease. So people aren't looking at preventative. And that's what I like to... I'm into wellness medicine. I'm not into disease medicine. I like to get people when they're feeling good and help them on their journey instead of, oh, I've got this, what can you do for me? Because we're a symptom result society. We get a headache, we take an aspirin, and it's gone. But the reason why you have a headache is still in your body. We're just masking it. And there's only three reasons why someone has a headache. It's either structural, nutritional, or stress, or a combination of all three. But we don't say, okay, let me check in now. I've got this headache. What's going on in my life right now in this moment that this headache is coming? Am I out of alignment? Am I under stress? Is it nutritional? So it's just easy to take a pill and it's gone. But it's a short-term effect for a long-range detriment. And it's treating the symptom and not the source. So when someone comes to me and says, I have digestive issues, I say now, so, Philippa, what's going on in your life that you're not digesting? Let's look at that. Because I believe for every physical ailment, there's an emotional attachment. You have low back pain? What are you shoving down? You have neck and shoulder pain? Are you carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? We make a lot of our diseases. And if we create them, we can uncreate them.
Oh, I like that. There are actually a lot of things that have been created that I'd like to know how we uncreate, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. We're talking to Dr. Sharon Winters, not only a doctor, a naturopathic doctor of 30 years, but an actress and a singer, and now a public speaker, a motivational speaker. She has a couple CDs out. One is The Wisdom of Change, or The Wisdom to Change, rather, and The Solution for Wellness. through Healing Voice Productions. Now, you could learn about her, of course, by going to our website at lifechanges.ws, or you could go directly to one of three of her websites, wintersway.com. Now, Winters is spelled W-Y-N-T-E-R-S, Way, W-A-Y, or Sharon Winters, S-H-A-R-Y-N, Winters, W-Y-N-T-E-R-S.com, and Dr. Winters at drwynters.com. Of course, again, remember, you can always get that information on our website, or you can hear this show again in our archives. So she's also an author, and the book that we're discussing today is Survive, A Family Guide to Thriving in a Toxic World. Now, a fellow doctor actually wrote, and this is a regular medical doctor, and I say regular meaning that he has gone through all the same medical school that all the doctors go to, but not all of them are able to recognize what we're talking about here today, unfortunately, but maybe someday they will. Dr. Sinatra actually wrote, finally, two authors, meaning Sharon Winters and Burton Goldberg, have put together a book that deals with the overwhelming toxic environment we live in. This outstanding book discusses everything from wireless toxins to toxic metals to chemicals at home and in the workplace. So, Sharon, some toxins are obvious, but you talk about toxins in our clothes and toxins in makeup and hairsprays and shampoo. Now, I'm looking at you, and you say you've gotten rid of all that stuff. You're dressed in beautiful clothes. You have beautiful nail polish on and great, you're beautiful. And so whatever it is, it's working. But you've got makeup on and your hair looks great. So you haven't stopped living because you're using less toxins.
No, I haven't. But I've found makeup and skincare that's natural and shampoo that's natural. And look, everything you do in your life is a deposit or a withdrawal.
Okay.
So if I'm making some withdrawals, I know how to make some deposits to counteract it. Most people don't. That's why the book. Because, yes, we live in a world where there are obvious toxins, and there are toxins that aren't obvious, like the electromagnetic smog. I mean, it's all around us, and it's invisible. It's silent, it's odorless, and it's tasteless.
Mm.
And so unless you're having a reaction to it and getting ill, we don't even know that it's existing. And it's right here in front of us. Mm-hmm. Your computer, right. Your cell phones, the electricity, your televisions, radios, and they all affect us. Now, what are we going to do? Some people are packing their bags and moving out into the country and doing sustainable living. Okay. And that's all well and good, but there's a part of me that wants to do that. Mm-hmm. But there's another part that I realize my contract here on this earth is to make a shift on this planet, and that's why I wrote the book, because my book is a culmination of 37 years of research that really began at this critical point in my life. And so it's my contribution back in this incredible growing awareness of that if you change the food that you eat, the products that you use, the energy that you surround yourself with, and even the thoughts that you think, we can thrive as a human race.
So that's why I wanted to say right off the bat that you look great and you know, you're dressed great and all that stuff. So you're not telling people we need to be peasants or you're saying that there is another way.
Oh, absolutely. Because almost everything that you use, you can find an alternative to that's a healthier choice.
Right.
So if you're going to use a cell phone, in my book, I give you websites that you can go to and order blue tubes and things that you can put on your phone to protect yourself. And you can put it on your computer. And there's things that you can put on your body to give you coherence so that this energy, because our bodies are electromagnetic energy right. in our system, and all this electromagnetic energy is coming in and messing around with our yeah. electrical systems in our bodies. Mm. No wonder there's so much depression and anxiety, and everybody's stressed out, and our vitality is missing. It's low, and there's so many things that we can do to protect ourselves, and it's all in the book.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because as
pick
I was...
Pick a page.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting because people pick up the book and where it's interesting. I love to ask them, so what are you reading? Where are you at in the book?
Interesting.
You know, because the book can be used in many, many different ways. You can use it as a reference book. I mean, people are carrying it in their cars because when they go shopping, they want to see what they're getting.
Oh, good.
It can be read from cover to cover.
Well, you know, I was a clean freak. I wouldn't say I'm a clean freak anymore. I don't know if I got over it or I like things clean. But so I used to clean with all the strongest detergents and all that. And when I realized through that process of getting rid of stuff and how my body was changing, and I started using natural products and some that I even made myself, whenever I would be in a place that, you know, somebody had just cleaned with these other chemicals, I think, yeah. How can you do that? How can people do that? And so looking here, you talk about mouthwash having some of the same disinfectants in it that bathroom cleaning solutions have. I mean, that's scary stuff. We don't even know what we're putting in our mouth.
Right. It's incredible. Read your toothpaste. Most commercial brand toothpaste say, first it says drug alert. So what you're doing is you're putting a drug into your body. Then it says warning. Keep out of reach of children. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, contact a poison control center immediately.
Wow.
So they're telling you that every time you brush your teeth, not only using a drug, but you're poisoning yourself. So I choose not to use that type of toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
I choose, I'm spending money anyway, I'm going to find a brand that doesn't have a warning label on it.
Mm.
Simple. You don't have to get crazy. Just be conscious. Just be aware.
You know, it's interesting. Growing up, my parents weren't aware. And so we used to use as kids regular toothpaste and regular products.
Me too.
So when I stopped using it, years later, I remember being someplace and not having my toothpaste and thinking, oh, what's one time going to do? I'll just use whatever national brand was on the counter at a friend's house or whatever. I don't remember. And it literally burnt my inside of my mouth.
Because it has sodium lauryl sulfate in it, which makes it... can kill the membranes of your mouth.
Yeah, there was like a layer coming off of my mouth, and I thought, wow, somehow my body was able to adapt to it when I was a child, trying to keep up with, you know, the fact that I was killing myself.
Look, you know, Filippo, everything has an energy. Everything has an energy, okay? So there's the higher vibrational energies, the vegetables, the organic vegetables and legumes and seeds and fresh fruit that's organic. And then there's the lower vibrational energy things, the pesticides, the chemicals, the toxins, the barcode foods. And when you start putting in a higher vibrational energy in on and around your body, those lower vibrational energies will come out, which is why you were saying before, which is one of the reasons why you were having mucus come out of your body,
mm-hmm.
It comes out. But as you keep putting in this higher vibrational frequencies of products, of food, and in on around your body, you won't. The lower ones just won't resonate. They just won't resonate. And that's how we can thrive in a human race.
Mm.
That's exactly what, yes. Look, you know, last generation has really put us in this precarious position, and we need to start making a shift here because we don't want to give this to the next generation.
Mm.
The fate of the next generation is in our hands.
Mm.
And so we need to take action. We need to do more than just know. And I believe there's a collective consciousness going around that is taking a stand and it's getting this information out. And people are not only buying a book, they're buying a few books to give to people they love. And it's called networking. It's called empowering another human being. I found this. Look at this information. Take responsibility for your life. Bring it on home.
Sharon, I'm so glad there's you.
Isn't that a song? In this world of ordinary people.
That's right.
Extraordinary people, I'm glad there is you.
I don't know it well, otherwise we might do a duet.
It's an old jazz standard.
In this world of ordinary people, that's it.
Extraordinary people.
But seriously, because through people like you, and because you're beautiful, and because you are a celebrity, and they know you, people know you as Cat Girl.
Well, I haven't thought of myself as a celebrity in a long time. I became a mom, and you know, and raised two kids,
and you're still raising them.
I haven't, or they're raising me.
Yes, interesting.
I haven't been on a film in 30 years, so I don't consider myself a celebrity, although I started singing jazz about 10 years ago, a dream that I've always wanted to do, and so I started singing in jazz clubs, which is, that's a gift. That's a real dream come true for me. Something I'd always wanted to do my whole life and just started doing. But
I love it. That's just who you are.
Yeah.
And here you're doing something that's helping other people, and what I was starting to say is, I'm glad there's you, because people are waking up to the need to understand certain things, or not just the need, but they're just waking up. Take for example, I was at a store the other day, a clothing store, and I heard a lady say, "See, can you smell it? It's that stuff they put on it." Now, you talk about stuff that they put on clothes in your book.
Right.
And so she, for all I know, read your book and is telling somebody else, can you smell it?
Isn't that great? Isn't that great? The more natural fibers we can use, and what we're washing our stuff with is incredible. When you can get detergent that isn't toxic. It stays in your body. Look, as you said before, the skin's the largest organ in the body. It's the third kidney. So we have a pH of the skin. So when you start washing your clothes in laundry detergent that's not pH balanced, you're destroying your acid mantle, because as we sweat, that's going right into your body. But that's easy things to fix. That's easy. Those are easy things. Getting your body pH'd, you know, your skin pH, that's easy. You know, I work with great nutritional products and things. If anybody's interested, they can go to my website and email me, and I can suggest, you know, the nutritional foods and nutrition that I work with. Be more than happy to do that. The hard things are the things that we don't know, obviously. You know,
right.
Like the electromagnetic smog and cell phones. I see these little children walking around with cell phones.
Holding them up to their brain.
Oh, my God. Nuking their brains. And that's a personal thing for me, because that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book.
And what about sound pollution? You get too much?
It's interesting, because as I get older, I don't like to be in noisy places. I don't like noisy restaurants. I don't like to go to big parties where there's noise pollution, noise chatter.
And is it because you're older, or is it because we're getting more conscious that sometimes noise is exactly that, and sometimes the background stuff is noise?
Perhaps a little of both.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you're 15 years old, you have the face that you're born with, and when you're in the afternoon of your life like us, you have the face you deserve. So
that's how you've been living. Actually, it's interesting that you should say that. I got on Facebook, and I wasn't going to say
isn't
this.
Isn't that a fabulous thing? Facebook. Oh, my God.
Facebook
People are
is great.
Contacting me. You're great. You're still alive. Isn't that fantastic?
And you're looking great. And that's exactly
looking
what,
good.
And that's exactly it. I go and I find some of my friends from elementary school and high school, and I think, what happened to them? And then I see, you know, everybody looking a lot older than I think I do. Now, I could be wrong, except that they're writing me saying, you look great.
Right. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And there's your... People really don't want to know. Some people aren't ready to make a life shift. And some people are willing to do it in stages. So I assess everybody that comes into my life and that needs some help. And I assess where they're at. And, okay, can they do a little bit? Can they do a lot? Where mm-hmm. they're at? Because a lot of people make the shift and then they, you know, they look, when I was cured, I was waving a flag, you know.
Yes.
Hey, you're this. Well, let me show you how to get rid of this. You got to do this and you got to do this. And they're looking at me like I'm nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in my life, I'm not in the convincing business. I'm in the educating business. And it may not be somebody's journey at this time to make that shift. You know, it's like a tuning fork. Mm. You know, you do a B-flat tuning fork and somebody in the outside on the other side of the gym has a B-flat, they're going to resonate
right.
with it. But if they got an A, they're never going to hear that tuning fork.
Right. Or it's going to be dissonant.
Right. So yeah. I'm banging my tuning fork. I'm hoping everybody hears because, look, we're all going to come up to bat. We're all from the same source. We're all going to the same place. We're all going to come up to bat. But how do you want to live the afternoon of your life?
Mm.
I want to live it drugless, without aches and pains, and full of gratitude and kindness and love towards me and forgiveness towards me and to my fellow man.
And to the next generation.
And then die young old. That's what I want.
Die young old. In other words, being, feeling, looking young, but being a very advanced age.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want to encourage people to get the book and read the book and then share this information, take the information in and share it with their friends. And
it's a lot of information.
It's a big book and there's a lot of information.
500 pages. Are you ready?
but that's just it. And it's not just a lot of information, but it's so new to so many people. But you're living proof that it doesn't have to be hard and that you don't have to give up everything that you like.
Take the pressure off. Just do two things. And then when you've got that in your system, do another two things.
Well, the irony of it is though this is important for the planet and the next generation, this is the best thing for us. So when they get rid of two things, like two hair products or two facial products, they'll actually look better or feel better or so.
And raise their vibration.
And raise their vibration.
Right. And if we all raise our vibration, can you imagine what this world will be like?
Well, with people like you, this is where we're headed.
We all come from gratitude instead of greed. If we all come from our hearts instead of our heads. Oh, my. Oh, my. What a wonderful world it will be.
You cover the gamut, don't you?
I'm just part of the plan.
Yes, you are. And I'm so glad that you're part of the plan, met our part of the plan, and we're being part of the plan together. So I want to remind everybody that you can learn more about our guest, Sharon Winters, Dr. Sharon Winters, at lifechanges.ws, our website. But also, Sharon, if I was going to give one of the websites, which one?
Winters Way, WynterswaY. And they can get the book from Amazon, but if they want to get it from me for right now, I'm autographing them.
Oh, how sweet. So that's for a limited time and we just don't
Same
know
price.
Just how limited that is. But if you go to Winters Way with a Y, that's two Y's actually, with WAY.com.
SHARYN. WYNTERS. Why not?
Or that one. Okay. So you can get the book, and Sharon will autograph it for a limited time. So, and for the same price as Amazon and Barnes & Noble,
mm-hmm.
right?
And
several other stores. So this has been an absolute pleasure because I know we're making a difference together.
Thank you.
So
we're here to be of service, aren't we?
And in so doing, we're actually helping ourselves.
Well, that's what giving's all about.
And not only are we surviving, we are going to be thriving if we listen to what Sharon Winters, our guest today, has to say. The book is Survive, A Family Guide to Thriving in a Toxic World. So And
thank you, Filippo. Thank you for having me on. And thank you, Dorothy, for having the wisdom to see the book. And I appreciate it. In gratitude. Namaste.
Namaste. Well, we appreciate you. So with that, hopefully also we will be able to help each other get rid of toxins to begin with. So maybe if we're buying less of the toxic products, maybe they'll make less of them, and then that'll be one thing down. But in the meantime, that's really change yourself, change the world, isn't it? So this next segment is exactly that. Change yourself, change the world with Dorothy Lee Donahue.
Hi. There's so much happening all around the world right now that could be seen as extremely frightening. The wildfires in Russia are being called the worst natural disaster in the history of the world. There are 14 million people without homes in Pakistan due to the floods, and over 20 million are affected by the floods, and now it's announced that more flooding is on its way. Over 3.5 million children are at risk for waterborne disease. And in China, there are over 1.5 million homeless due to the mudslides. The oil spills in China, in the Michigan River, and in the Gulf are affecting all of us on the planet. So what's really going on here? The answer is quite simple. This is the big wake-up call that has been predicted by the Mayans, the Bible, and many prophets for ages. This is the apocalypse, the Armageddon, the beginning of the end of the world as we know it. It's time for us to become awake and aware and to take responsibility for our part for the creation of all of this. Humanity has been asleep for quite some time now, and although there have been many clues thrown at us, most humans have not paid close attention or have counted on our governments, our elected officials, to take care of us. Too many of us have been caught up in the illusion that happiness would come with a new president or with new and better jobs, spouses, bigger paychecks, larger homes, expensive cars, diamond jewelry, designer clothes, the latest and greatest electronics available. America is the largest consumer of energy in the world, and we have been programmed to consume, consume, consume until our closets and our homes are crammed to overflowing. And yes, we open our hearts when there's a large earthquake or natural disaster, as in Haiti, and we can see the damage that's been done. However, we have sat by quietly year after year as men, women, and children have starved to death all over the world, including those in our own country. We've shed a tear or two when we've watched the news or read an article about tribe killing tribe in other countries. The internet tells us that a young couple was stoned to death today because they were convicted of committing adultery. All of these things are wake-up calls. We are all one, and everything affects us. We're living in the 21st century, and we're not powerless. We can do something about these things. Mark Greger, one of our Life Changes colleagues, shared an article with us that was in the New York Times on August 7th. And this is what inspired my piece tonight. I'm going to share it with you now. A two-bedroom apartment, two cars, enough wedding china to serve 24 people. Yet Tammy Strobel wasn't happy. Working as a project manager with an investment management firm in Davis, California, and making about $40,000 a year, she was, as she put it, caught in the work-spend treadmill. So one day she stepped off. Inspired by books and blog entries about living simply, Ms. Strobel and her husband, Logan Smith, both 31, began donating some of their belongings to charity. As the months passed, out went stacks of sweaters, shoes, books, pots and pans, even the television after a trial separation during which it was relegated to a closet. Eventually, they even got rid of their cars, too. Emboldened by a website that challenges consumers to live with just 100 personal items, Ms. Strobel winnowed down her wardrobe and toiletries to precisely that number. Her mother called her crazy. Today, 3 years after she and Mr. Smith began downsizing, they live in Portland, Oregon, in a spare 400-square-foot studio with a nice-sized kitchen. Mr. Smith is completing a doctorate in physiology. Ms. Strobel happily works from home as a web designer and freelance writer. She owns 4 plates, 3 pairs of shoes, and 2 pots. With Mr. Smith in his final weeks of school, Ms. Strobel's income of about $24,000 a year covers their bills. They are still car free, but they have bikes. One other thing they no longer have, $30,000 of debt. Ms. Strobel's mother is now impressed. The couple have money to travel and to contribute to the education funds of nieces and nephews. And because their debt is paid off, Ms. Strobel works fewer hours, giving her time to be outdoors and to volunteer, which she does about 4 hours a week. The idea that you need to go bigger to be happy is false, she says. I really believe that the acquisition of material goods doesn't bring about happiness. Thank you, Mark Greger, for this inspiring article. However, I'm not suggesting that we need to give up our cars and our 2-bedroom apartments and all but 3 pairs of shoes to be happy, or that this will feed the hungry in our world. What I am suggesting is that we can give up our excesses and that we might want to give thought to which of the world's challenges we can best help solve. And although it looks like the world is falling apart, it is important that we not give in to fear. We must choose action and hold our elected officials accountable. We must pay attention to what is going on all over the world and determine when and where to raise our voices. We are powerful beyond our imagination, and together we can and will change the world. We are blessed to have the Internet, the great equalizer. You can easily find the truth to so much if you're willing to do the research and are willing to keep an open mind. One of my favorite websites for knowing what's going on in the world is www.wanttoknow.info. The webmaster, Fred Burks, backs up everything he reports with links to major news sources. In addition to reporting what is happening in the world, Fred also provides websites which give free enlightenment courses. So check him out. And until next week, please remember that you are the power in your world. You are the guru you've been waiting and looking for. You're the only one who can end your suffering, and you can only do this by beginning a love affair with you. So let us together choose to become very conscious co-creators by making the most elegant choices possible. And let us never forget that we are powerful beyond measure and that we are love, we are lovable, and we are love.
Indeed. Thank you, Dorothy Lee Donahue, with Change Yourself, Change the World. And so that brings us to the close of yet another Life Changes with Filippo show. We'd like to thank again Dr. Sharon Winters for being on our show tonight and for doing what she's doing out in the world. And we remind you to keep the conversation going during the week by visiting us not only on our website at lifechanges.ws, but on our Facebook pages, our personal Facebook pages, and our fan page, Life Changes with Filippo. And please do stay connected with us, Twitter, YouTube, however, because we get inspired by what your thoughts are, and they help us plan our shows in the future. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles and Energetic Alchemy. To learn more about them, visit our sponsor page on our website and click on their links. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and it has been my pleasure being of service by hosting Life Changes with Filippo today. I, along with our segment hosts and producer, Dorothy Lee, and Mark Lejour, and our engineer, Seth Hendrick. Thank you for joining us and being part of this show and being part of the change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes. Join us here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we consciously embrace and explore the only constant, life changes.